number 13184, Paul and Mary Lou Douglas, seeks variances from the side yard setback requirement for proposed structures. Section 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Laws Point Road. The 911 address is 37030 Laws Point Road in Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 279. We have two letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. The applicant is seeking a 0.75-foot and 2-foot variances from the 5-foot side yard setback requirements for HVACs.
Good evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Paul Douglas, 827 Fairwind Drive, Bel Air, Maryland, 210-14.
I have laryngitis. Mary Lou Douglas, 827 Fairwind Drive, Bel Air, Maryland, 210-14.
Get as well as you can. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, to go through your requirements. First, the property is a narrow 40-foot wide canal front lot with an elevated dwelling. Its size, lot width, flood zone design, enclosed first floor garage, and overall building layout create practical limits on where exterior HVAC equipment can be placed. These are the physical conditions unique to this property and create the hardship for which we are requesting the variance today. Strict compliance with the 5-foot setback leaves no practical locations for all HVAC condensers while preserving normal residential use of the property. The front is needed for entry and parking spaces. The rear is constrained by the covered concrete area, outdoor shower, rear access path, and rear door system. Side placement of the most practical locations for the equipment. The hardship was not created by the applicants. It results from the narrow canal front lot, elevated house design, enclosed garage level, and limited practical mechanical locations after accounting for parking access and rear yard use. The applicants are not seeking more living area or greater intensity of use, only placement of the necessary HVAC equipment for the home. The requested variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The application concerns only exterior HVAC condensers for a single family home. No living area, density, or change in use is proposed. Only side-mounted condenser installations exist. Similar side-mounted condenser installations exist on nearby homes, so the request is consistent with the existing character in an elevated coastal residents. The request is the minimum variance needed. One similar unit is proposed on, we are on lot 52, as you face our house from the street, Laws Point Road. On lot 53, so it explains where this is, the side is about 4.25 feet from the property line, requiring only 0.75 feet or 9 inches of relief. Two units are proposed on lot 51 side, at about 3 feet from the property line, requiring about 2 feet of relief. The request applies only to HVAC equipment, not to living area or other structures.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
I do. My wife and I are elderly and retired and hoping to move to Delaware. That's why we're building this particular house. Because I am the GC of this property, I'm hiring everybody to build it. So I'm trying to do my best to do my due diligence so that I wouldn't have bothered you here this evening. In an attempt to do that, we did two things specifically. One was we looked up on the planning and zoning website a brochure you had there that said specific for HVAC units, you could go up to 36 inches into the setback. And we thought, perfect. We have 6.5 feet on each side. You know, we're only going to use 9 inches on one side and the distance on the other side. We'll still have a lot of room on both sides left. We built the exact same house as a friend of ours that's already in the neighborhood, thinking it's 2 for 2, we're good. And after the house was pretty much built, and the placement of things were there. We don't have the HVAC units outside, but it's built for that. Someone in the neighborhood said, yeah, I think you better check on that. So I said, well, I mean, I think we're doing it right, but okay. So I called and spoke to a very nice lady in the planning and zoning division, and I explained to her everything I was doing, and she said, you're absolutely right, except that's for houses with 10-foot setbacks. And I didn't see that in the brochure. I missed it, and in an attempt to correct that, that's why we're here, requesting this variance now. We do have letters in there from the gentleman, as you look, on the left side, who is unopposed to it. We have, because he would see it on his side, we have from the gentleman directly across from us, who would see it on the other side, who is unopposed to it. And we've made attempts to contact the neighbors on the right side of us, but we have not seen them since we purchased the property. And I even got their number from the office. This is a Swan Keys community off of Route 54. And we called the number they gave us, and it was disconnected. So I have been attempting to make sure nobody has any issues with what's going on. This is a 50-plus-year-old mobile home community, some of which are originals. They are being pulled and rebuilt rapidly now, and houses the same height as mine. So we're trying to improve the look, and we think with a new home there, that does. In answer to, I had heard you, Mr. Sharp, ask for the first gentleman that was here. We are in a flood zone. We do have 4-foot poured concrete walls with the required Sussex County flood vents. So we are doing, you know, what we hoped was all correct to get this done. We've passed all of our inspections to this point, with the only thing left being the final, which, you know, we still have some work to do, but depends heavily on your approval here this evening. We do appreciate your time here, and I think that should cover us.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I've got some questions and some statements to make. First of all, how long have you guys owned this property?
We just settled on this property on the 20th of August of last year. It took till about December 1st to get everything in order, all the permits and all that, and for them to begin.
Okay, so for your benefit and the benefit of the public and some of our newer board members, Swan Keys was a community that had a long history of variances coming before this board. The reason for that was that lots there are 40 foot wide or 50 foot wide.
Right.
And they are generally smaller. So as homes, as you noted, were getting pulled, manufactured homes that were put in the 70s.
Right.
Which is when how that community was initially developed.
Yes, sir.
As they were aging out, homes were getting put on there, and lots of variances were needed.
Yes, sir.
Several years ago, I believe before the pandemic, the county council passed what's called a small lot ordinance. What that did was it afforded reduced setbacks for lots that are small, such as lots within Swan Keys. What we've seen is a drastic, and by mean drastic, drop in the amount of applications that we see in Swan Keys. If I'm not kidding when I say it's probably around 90%, if not more, that we see on a yearly basis of a drop. What that did was it also limited the encroachment of structures into a side or rear setback, like HVAC units.
Yes, sir. Okay.
So I suspect that's probably where your confusion came from, is that from what your testimony was, that when you called, you learned that the reduction of the setback for HVAC is only applied to 10-foot setbacks. That's because your lot has 5-foot.
Right, and that's what she told me.
Okay. Now, when I look at your, also in the record here is a staff review of building permit application, and it's dated November the 31st of 2025.
And what is that?
It's a staff review of building permit application.
Okay.
And I believe that may have been relation to the inquiry that you made.
Okay.
Do you recall receiving that?
I may, that would have been issued at the same time as the building permit.
Okay. So...
I don't have that here with me.
When I look at this notation, it says on here, and this is in the underlined area towards the bottom.
Yes, sir.
The site plan submitted with this application indicates the proposed dwelling will comply with the setback requirements. And we're not seeking any, you're not seeking any variances for that. Then it goes on to say the dwelling maximizes the width of the buildable area with no room for error. Then it further says, due to the reduced setbacks, there can be no encroachments into the side and rear setbacks, including HVAC.
Okay. I missed that. I'm sorry.
This would have been issued at the same time as your building permit, correct?
That's what she said, yes.
Okay. When I look at your drawing here, the survey, I see it is dated October 17 of 2025.
Yes, sir.
When was the home constructed?
The construction began around the first week of December. I was a little concerned because it was so cold this year. We had so much snow and rain, and they had to start concrete. And at that time, it was laid out. You have a copy of the survey there. And when they dug the footers, the gentleman came out, inspected, and approved the setbacks at that time. We're 27 by 46 on that lot, and we got a 40-foot lot, so we have 6.5 feet on each side, 78 inches each way.
Mm-hmm. How tall is this house going to be?
It is, I think, under the maximum level there. I don't have the exact one, but it's exactly the same that's already in there. And we have more and more of these three stories going in, rapidly. So, and matter of fact, I have a bunch of friends in there. And the gentleman we built exactly like his house, and two more all have three stories. And many along my street are three-story homes. So,
well, see, there lies some of the issue that this board runs into. When we have a community that has lots, I mean, your lot appears to be of the same size and shape as other lots in the area.
Yes, sir,
correct?
It is. Yes, sir.
So we run the risk of having a domino effect where others may seek similar relief. They say, well, I've built my home to the maximum side yard, but, oh, I forgot, I didn't look at the permits, and now my HVACs are going to protrude into the side yard. There's a presumption here, and this is a burden that you have to demonstrate.
Yes, sir.
Is that the need for the variance comes due to some physical uniqueness to the property, not due to something that you've self-created.
Right.
And it also has to be something that won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Yes, sir. It doesn't. If I put a bunch of pictures in there, I mean, some places are actually this far from the property lines.
Are those the newer structures, or are they the older ones?
Some of them are the newer ones. The house that just sold last year, that was built 2 years ago, requested a variance, and it is literally this far from the property line. And there are many, many others. I took pictures all up the side, so you would see that I was not altering the look of the neighborhood. And in anything, the house that I pulled off of there that we purchased was the 50-plus-year-old mobile home, and it failed every house inspection because I had a company come in and do an inspection. It failed everything. I would think that what we're building is creating more value for the community and not taking away from the look of the community as it stands right now. So,
Is there a reason why they can't be relocated either to the front or the rear? It appears to be there's room in both of those areas where they could be located.
Well, there really isn't. The front of the house is an entranceway on the right as you look at it, and then a 16-foot garage. There's no place in the front that wouldn't block one of those areas. In the rear of the house, we have decks above, and we can't really put those units under the decks, blowing the air up into the other unit, other decks there. It just wouldn't be good for.
So where it says proposed deck there is actually an elevated area.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is that on the second floor or the third floor or both floors?
Second and third floor both have decks. We have a 12-by-27 patio on the first floor. The first floor is all garage, and then the second floor has 12-by-27 deck, as well as the third floor with a covered deck at that location. And we meet the setback requirements front and back.
Yeah, I don't have any additional questions at this
okay.
time, but some of the board members may have some for you.
Would there be a reason why you couldn't, if you put the units at the back of the house, put some kind of deflection over the top of the unit to keep it from blowing up into the bottom of the deck area?
The problem with that is the deck area all has spaces in it. So rain and other units, if that's on and blowing up, it just wouldn't be good for the underside of those decks that are going to be partially covered. It could blow anything right up into there, which I would like to not create.
What I'm asking, though, is if you have the unit on the ground below the deck and you have something that goes over the top of the unit but still under the deck, so allows airflow into the deck, but it doesn't allow the fan to blow up all the way to the deck.
Right. But what I'm saying is it's still going to allow water to come through and hit that that runoff area wherever it is, and now run on to the other things that we have there on the back of that.
What would those?
Well, just whatever we have there, it's going to create water running into areas that we didn't really count on, you know, up against the property lines and the exterior. In that particular area, the lights up against the back of the house and electrical outlets and things, which normally wouldn't be hit, even though it's got a spaced decking board on it, but it's so close to the house and so far in, that's not been an issue. But on the edges, which is where that would have to be, it would be still a lot of water coming into there. I don't know that we could put enough to block it. Yeah, plus they have to be elevated because we're in that flood zone. So we're all the units back in 2012 when Superstorm Sandy came through, it annihilated most of everybody's AC units outside because they were all on the ground. And since that happened, they're all up on stilts now. Ours, I think I included an example of what it would look like because there are other houses in the neighborhood, and it's a metal piece that holds it right at the top of that 4-foot wall. Yeah, nope. There's a new home in there that shows it up off the. Maybe I didn't.
It's in there.
Is it in there? I know I have a picture here on my phone if you all would like to see it. But it's pretty much.
Keep going.
Is that it?
I saw it.
I think it's page 80.
Page 80.
Many of the ones in the neighborhood are built on like stilts, elevated, but ours would not have anything under it like the other ones all the way to the ground, giving it essentially more clearance underneath.
Could it not be located past the deck?
Canal.
That's the lines would be, there's no place for them to go. Right now they come out of the side of the house and are protected right there. We'd have to have 12-foot lines running somewhere, and you can't run those underground, and so they just, and you can't run them up and in like through the upper decks to try and cover them. It's just it's not physically capable of doing that at this time. That's just not the way the design is.
Have you considered alternate condensers, like a similar condenser like what would go on a mini split that's much thinner and taller?
Well, that's what's on the one side is going to be that mini split, which only goes 9 inches into the setback. But on the other side, for the two larger units, the second floor, this mini split's only in the garage. The two larger units, the condensers, one is for the second floor unit and one is for the third floor unit. So that's why I have questioned it. Now, I probably could get it, they want to keep it 12 inches off the house. I might be able to get it 10 inches, but they want that air clearance around it, and that's why they're requiring, the HVAC company said, we need to put it 12 inches off the house. So I thought I had a picture here of that.
So then a question, so one side has a mini split, the other side is the larger units. Is the setback, or is the house placed directly in the center so you have 6.5 feet on each side?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, if you look at the layout.
So we couldn't, so we, moving it to the other side beside the mini split wouldn't help?
Is not gonna make a difference, no.
You had said you're the general, you were the general contractor for the project.
Yes, sir.
How much involvement did you have with the design?
Like I said, we did the exact same house as a friend of ours.
Yeah, but how much involvement did you have? Did you design this?
No.
Did a company design?
Yeah, I used the same architect. He just changed two inside pantries and printed it. It was done. And we did that in an attempt to avoid any issues because we figured, well, if this is already in here, it shouldn't be a problem having another one in here.
Is that neighboring lot 40 feet wide or 50 feet wide?
That's on the other end of the development. It may be a little bit wider on that end.
Because some lots are 40, some are 50, some are in between.
Right.
So if it was a 50-foot wide lot, you know, you're not here.
Right. Yeah, and that's... That's why I'm here requesting.
So you had a contractor come in to do the construction?
Yes, sir.
You had already mentioned somebody, a mason, come in and laid the block?
Actually, the same company that builds for R&H Homes built this for me from the ground up on the lot. He took care of all the concrete, stick build, all the siding, the roofing, you know, all the interior walls, everything. I had to order HVAC, plumbing, electrical, all those kinds of things, all of which have passed inspection. And so, like I said, he'd built many houses in that development already. So again, and other people there had used him and recommended him. So another thing I thought, well, here's another layer that's gonna be okay. And
which again leans myself towards, if this guy's built other houses in this development, he should have known that they're of these,
yeah, I guess,
restrictions.
You know, me being the GC,
if it's on your phone, we can't.
Okay.
Other questions from the board?
Would you be willing to speak with an HVAC contractor or the HVAC contractor that you already used and find out if he has any other types of options for outdoor condensers?
I did that already, once I found out that I was going to need a variance, trying to reduce this. And apparently, for what's in this home, the size of the units that fit the furnaces, I can't do that. Like I say, we've got the smallest one on the split unit that I can on the other side, but I can't do it for these. And like I said, I tried even to say, can you move them just closer to the house? And he said, well, I really don't like to do that because they need a certain amount of air circulation, and that is 12 inches on the inside of that unit. And that's what, you know, and it's a 30-inch unit, so that's what puts it out to 42 inches. We have 6.5 feet, so we're only... we still have 3 good feet open, and we're only 24 inches into the setback on that side. It is keeping the same look of the neighborhood currently, even new homes. Like I say, that many of the properties I took pictures of are on the same side of the road, on the same road that I'm on, so that you could see that we would not be changing the look of the neighborhood. And like I said, my neighbors aren't complaining. They're all very nice. It's an older community, and I even said something to the people across the street who wrote the letter. And his wife, Maggie, said, we built ours. She said, we're all good here. We don't mind. Build your house. And everybody there is so nice. We have such a good time there. And we're hoping that you could make a decision in our favor here this evening.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Your decks that you have in the rear,
mm-hmm.
You have one on the second floor, one on the third floor.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever, when you said you were looking at other options about what you could do, Did you ask if you could either remove one of the decks or cut it so that there's, say the second floor has half the width, because it goes the entire width of the house.
Right.
Based on the plans.
But on the side where those units are sliding doors on the second floor, right where, you know, if we had to put a unit there, it'd be blocking the.
They can't rewire it to the other side due to that?
No, yes, sir.
Okay. So you've got a design there where you're sliding doors on your second floor, which is where those units would be below?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've tried to think of what I could do to change it, but at this point, we're kind of stuck with it.
I have nothing further.
Any other questions from the board? You would please have a seat in the front?
Certainly.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13184? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13184? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion. Can always take some time to think about it. We could table it, just an option.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we do table this till the end of the meeting. Let us have a little more time to think about what we can do with this.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Levenga?
Aye.
And I, too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13184 will be tabled until the end of the meeting. Next case.
And you're welcome to stay around for that, or you can leave. You don't have to stay here for it. Understood.